prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 24 March 2020. Oh my, this month's going by so fast. They all go by really fast. They really do. Another week and this month's going to be going. But nonetheless, we're going to bring up a very important guest in a minute. Y'all, he's no stranger to folks. We're going to bring up the wild man from Ohio. He's called Coach Dave Dobemar. Bring him up a few minutes to let him share his latest. And you're not going to believe what he's doing now. And I say God bless him for doing it. But anyway, before we do that, we'll take tomorrow night will be a recorded program. But I'll have Chuck Baldwin on tomorrow night. I'll record it tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And he'll be on tomorrow night, discussing what's going on in his life, and he's been writing some fantastic articles. He'll be sharing them with us, some information with us tomorrow. Don't miss tomorrow night's program. And next Tuesday, for those that care, and I hope you do, and I love you do, we're going to have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez on with us from BioCare Hospital in Mexico, Tijuana, Mexico. He will tell you about the coronavirus and what's going on with that. He'll share things, folks, that most of us don't even know because that's what he does. But next Tuesday, we will have him on to answer any of your health questions. So make notes. Any health question you may have, whether it concerns you or a family member or a friend, you can call and ask him, and he will give you the answers right on the phone. And folks, you don't want to miss this, and I hope you'll take advantage of it, because this man is absolutely, in my mind, at least in the top three or four medical experts in this world today. Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, next Tuesday, will be in the program. And don't forget, folks, we're offering the Royal Berkeys, the Scratch and Ding Royal Berkeys. That's all that's available at least for the next month. And once they're gone, they're gone. And I hope, I'm convinced that sooner or later, that New Millennium will get the Berkeys all back in line again and have everything available. Right now, they don't have anything. Except the Royal Berkeys. And I cannot emphasize to you strongly enough how important it is to have water in your home that you can depend on and trust. City water is unclean no matter where you get it out of. It's not fit to drink in most cases. Even well water and spring water is contaminated with all kinds of things sprayed into the air. You know that. I don't have to tell you that. You know that already. For around $300, you can purify and guarantee yourself clean drinking water, folks. And the filters up Berkey last for a long time. You can even clean them if you want to and put them back in. We do that quite often. But I hope and pray that you take my word for this and get you a water filter in case the next thing that happens, man-made or natural, at least you have drinking water for the family. You can call us at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. And don't get the backyard medicine book. As long as they last, we're going to have them here. Once this batch is going, folks, I probably won't get any more in. They're getting harder to find. Backyard Medicine is a book that everyone should have to know what's around your home that you can actually eat right out of the fields, out of the woods, or use some medicine for yourself. And you'll be amazed what our God's given us to live on in this world. But it's available right now, and it's like it says, full color, instructions all over it on how to use it. For $24.95, folks, it's available. And, of course, this program tonight on 6115 Shortwave is sponsored by Melody Seastrom. And I will tell you this, folks. Last week, gold was down about 13-something an ounce. Went up to 1640-something today. Went up $300 in the last 2-3 days. Gold and silver is the only way available to definitely protect your assets with something that's tangible and real. Paper money is going to be worth nothing real soon. Matter of fact, the feds are discussing using a blockchain currency like Bitcoin. And back in a little bit about gold, I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know what their plans are. But to do that, that will kill the dollar. There'll be no longer much cash flowing at all, if any. I suggest you do something soon and call Melody Seastrom at 800-375-4188. I don't care if you only got $100 to spend. Start protecting yourself at 800-375-4188 and tell her I sent you over. I appreciate it because she does help us stay on the air. Our guest today is Coach Dave Dobemar. He's been on my program many, many times over the years. He's been in a couple of seminars. He's filled in with me several times while I was going, couldn't be at the microphone. The man is a wild man. I love him for it. I mean, he's a nut. He's completely off his rocker. He's a zealot for Christ. He's anything you want to call him, he is for Christ. And I'm so honored to know him and call him a friend and a brother in Christ. He has taken a stand in places no one else would do. He doesn't just talk about it. He puts his boots on and gets out in the field and does it. Him and his whole crew. Coach Dave Dobemar, are you there?
Pastor Butch, I'm here, but it's always an honor to be on with you. And I just tell everybody, Butch, I'm just doing my job. And for those of you who say that I'm nuts, I appreciate it. I just tell them I'm screwed onto the right bolt. But I'd be remiss, Butch, if I just didn't. Every time I come on with you, buddy, I just want you to know that you were so far ahead of the curve, brother. We could take a handful of you, probably you and Pastor Ernie and Joyce Riley and maybe a couple others. How long have you been singing this song, Butch? How
27 years this month. 27 years
yeah,
this month.
People telling you you're crazy and religious folks not listening to you. And you were the original tinfoil hat guy. And I just always want to give credit where credit is due and to say God bless you, Butch, for being out there and being the first guys on Storming the Beach.
Well, brother, I appreciate it. I really was. I had some mentors myself, and years go by so fast, Coach. And I really don't take any pleasure in saying this, but things I warned people of 20 years ago are already come to pass. Homosexual marriage, pedophilia being legalized, all manner of insanity and perversion, and Christians losing their rights to be speak up in the streets and even do business the way they want to without being shut down because they want to do business with a homosexual. I warned about this many, 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 many years ago. And people were burning down a radio station I was on at the time. And, I mean, it's just phenomenal. And I'm not a prophet, brother, but I can read the Bible.
Well, you were a prophet, but you really did walk in the prophetic and trying to warn people. I remember having a discussion with you, and I remember, again, Pastor Ernie Sanders is a buddy of mine, and I remember him talking about Herbert Marcuse and some of these guys and the all that stuff that we all know, the Frankfurt School, all that stuff, right? But
right,
25,
right.
30 years ago, and I got to be honest with you, I was just kind of chuckling as I listened to some of that stuff, but now more and more people are waking up and looking over their shoulder, and because we have the Internet, we'll now be able to say, you know what? Oh, Butch was right. Daggone, Pastor Ernie, he was right, wasn't he? And really, really, more and more people are beginning to see it, Butch. And that information's always been there, but it's a lot more available now than it ever was.
Well, you know, and the sad part of it is we were just scratching the surface. It's far worse than we knew even then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, but
how long ago, you know, I'm just thinking about when Obama was elected. We started to hear for the first time about Alinsky and his rule with rules for radicals, right?
Right.
And we began to hear about the Cloward and Piven. And, brother, that stuff's been out there for a long time. It was just hidden. And that's why the times in which we live are so amazing because of the Internet. We have information right at our fingertips now. I remember when I was back in college, Buzz, I'd have to write a research paper. I had to go to the library and had to get into the card catalog and dig out old magazines and stuff like that. It's the only way you can find research. And
yep, I'm out of those things.
Yeah, now you just go on the computer and type in a term, and boom, it pops right up. So
can you remember when the young boys used to go around, or young men, and sell encyclopedias?
Oh my goodness, my sixth grade teacher sold some to my family. Absolutely.
We bought a set. I still have them. Yeah, I do. I still have them. But that's something. Yeah. That's where I did a lot of my research for schoolwork, was encyclopedias, because there was no internet back
something.
Then. It's amazing.
They wouldn't even know what an encyclopedia is today, would they, Butch? So,
I don't think most cool kids can even read them today.
Yeah. Well, we are in such an information age, and I don't know about you, buddy. I struggle with information overload. You know, I still do a show 5 days a week in the morning, and I get up, and my greatest struggles, and I'm sure you have it too, is what not to talk about, because there's so much stuff out there, new stuff every day that I discover, and I think, Lord, how do I bring this into this? Is the audience ready to hear this? How do I bring this in? And I know that you fight the same thing. All that stuff that you were saying 27 years ago, brother, it'd be hard for people to argue with you now.
Well, you know, we warn people that one day something will come down like this coronavirus, which I guarantee you is something behind it much more than coronavirus. And I think maybe if this is not a practice run, it's certainly it may be the real one, but if it's definitely a practice run for sure, to see how people are going to obey the government. And so far, we've obeyed pretty well, although I have to tell you, yeah. Most people I talk to know this is a farce as far as the numbers go, and some of them get kind of tired of it. But, Coach, as a whole, the nation has been under quasi-martial law for quite a while, had they not, in the last few couple of weeks?
They have, Butch, and one of the points that I've been making for really for a couple, three, maybe even longer than that, 4 years now, and I know you don't take offense to this, this is the worst Christian leadership we've seen in the history of America, I believe, Butch.
I don't think it's Christian at all, to tell you the truth, Dave. I don't. I don't
no,
see it
no.
as Christian
and,
at all. I don't.
And the resistance, right? The resistance. I remember Pastor Ernie always called himself the voice of the Christian resistance. Pastor Butch, is there a Christian resistance anymore? I mean, really, is there one?
There's
you
a few.
What's going on there?
There's a few of us, brother. You're one of them. There's a few of us, but there's not many. The church
many.
As a whole was bought right into it, and the church as a whole is compromised with Satan. You know, you've read the books I've written. I wrote a couple of chapters on Toleration, Gateway to Hell. You've read the books.
Yep.
And by the way, I never did get a comment on the second book I sent you. Did you like the second book?
Give me the name of that one. I've read so many books.
The Words of Wisdom, Instruction from God's Word, Volume 1 and 2.
Yeah. Well, heck yeah. Yeah, any words of wisdom that you got to know. Absolutely, buddy. And like I said, you were the forerunner. You were the Thorndike Barnhart dictionary for all this stuff. So you were ahead of your time, bud.
Well, it's praise to God.
The point I'm making now is that when look at the stuff that they're doing to us right now, Butch. How many rights that we have willingly sacrificed just in the last 2 weeks?
Yes.
Benjamin Franklin said that those who will sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither. And Butch, we know this, that even if this crisis that we're in now passes, Butch, it'll never be the same. Well, we'll never even get back to those liberties that we had even 6 months ago. Butch, we'll be fighting just to get those liberties back, and that's happened because again there hasn't been any resistance at all from the children of God.
Well, again, most churches just go along with it. And most, even if they do preach against it or they say anything about it, it's inside the four walls of the church. They never take out in the public. They never get out in it. They don't do magazines and articles put out in public to read for consumption. They don't do that. They go to church, they do their sermons, they whatever they do with the regular church service, and that it's it for the church. But you know, Christ told us to be the salt and light of the world. And the church has lost its saltiness a long time ago, Coach, but now we see things happening We had a worship service here back a few months ago, and I know you know what I'm talking about, when all the people in this country, even a lot of churches, got together and had a Super Bowl party. And they had a worship service. Satanic it was, but they're saying that they don't know that. And they had a halftime that I did not watch until afterwards. I watched online. There was absolutely pornography. It's all it was. Saw pornography. Filth, unbelievable, with millions of children watching around the world and churches having Super Bowl parties in the basement so they can watch it together. Now, that is the shape of the church in America today and this nation. And the most Christians shrug their shoulders and go on, well, that just doesn't look right. But they don't. That's all they do. They don't do anything. They don't say anything beyond, well, why did they do that? They did it because they could, and that proves our nation is now a totally given over nation to satanic values, is it not?
And, you know, it's happened because the church has forgotten how to blush, but...
Oh, they have. That's Bible. That's in the Bible. You know that.
I didn't know, but it should be. If it's not, it should be, but we have, really. We've forgotten how to blush. And we've made ourselves a target, a willing target, and because, again, of our unwillingness to push back and to fight back. And so I know that we're going to get in here a little bit about what I'm going to do with the NFL and our lawsuit in the NFL.
Right.
And we're talking about that halftime show that came into our home, and I raised a stink about that, Butch, and I heard from Christian people that said to me, well, Coach, just turn the channel. And I said, wait a minute, why should I have to? We've turned the channel for too long, Butch. Turn the channel? Why would I turn the channel? Where do they get the right to pump that stuff into my home? Where do they get the right to be able to do that? And they do it again because there is no Christian resistance, Butch. We're so passive. And so all this stuff, you know, I think they must get in a room and they must figure out a way that they can poke us in the eye and laugh as they're doing that because they know we're not going to do anything about it.
Well, you know,
turn the channel. Just turn the channel, Butch. Just turn the channel if you don't like it, right?
That is exactly what they said about everything, about homosexuality and murdering children. Well, no, you got to obey Caesar, and we can't stop this. It's prophesied, and besides, we're waiting for the rapture. I'm so sick of hearing this, I could puke.
Me too, buddy. Me too, because I tell people, listen, theology matters. It does matter. And I don't, you know, to the listeners out there, I don't really care what your end time theology is, and if you believe in a rapture, pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, I don't care. But I would say this to all of us, all Christians: if we believe that this thing's winding down, if we really believe that Jesus is about to come again, but we're not acting like it, are we?
No, we're not.
I mean, I use this illustration: if I live about 35 minutes from downtown Columbus, Ohio, and if somebody in Columbus called me, one of my friends, said, "Hey, Coach, you just sent off a bomb here in Columbus, and that radiation's coming your way. It'll be there in about 45 minutes." Which I'm not going to run down to my basement and just cower. I'm going to call everybody I know and warn them that this radiation's coming. But so here we live in a society where people think that the second coming of Jesus Christ is imminent, but they don't even tell anybody. That just doesn't make sense to me, brother.
Well,
just doesn't make sense.
Well, Coach, hope he doesn't come after the next Super Bowl.
If there is another Super Bowl, if we're allowed to gather by then, Butch.
But it's just amazing to me, like I said, that we have tolerated this for so long that it's just unthinkable that we come this far down this road as a nation. We've lost all of our sense of moral bearing because we've lost all the fear of the Word of God and the law of God. No one wants to believe the Scripture, and certainly they don't want to believe the law, because the law was nailed to the cross, so you can live like hell and go to heaven. That's what they teach today anyway.
And that is, brother, that is.
That's what they teach. And it breaks my heart. But, you know, I mentioned the Scripture about blushing. It's in Jeremiah chapter 6. I want to read this first to you. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, Bush. Neither could they blush. We've lost the ability to be able to do that. And again, yep, sadly, because of the situation we find ourselves in, you know, that I'm okay and you're okay. We live in a culture and a society. I see this, Bush, a lot of places that I go. The truth is, people, I said for a long time that we've lost our morality, And I think there's some truth there. But Butch, it's worse than that. People still have a sense of morality, Butch, but it's personal morality. In other words, how does the Super Bowl hurt you? You don't like it? Turn it off. What I do with my life, how does that impact you? And that's why we've talked to our children, Butch. And that's why you can walk into a group of young children, high school kids, and ask them about abortion, and they'll say, what? Well, it doesn't impact me. Well, who am I to tell somebody else what they can do? And that's what the schools have done to us. That's how they've dumbed us down to the point that we no longer understand the consequence of sin impacts everyone, brother. It impacts everyone. And because we no longer have that standard, people are doing what's right in their own eyes. And, Butch, we're okay with them doing what's right in their own eyes.
Absolutely.
That's part of it.
Absolutely. As I said, we tolerate it. One of the most reprehensible words in the English language is toleration. Now, I'm not talking about tolerating whether you want cheese on a pizza. I'm not talking about something, what color carpet. I'm talking about toleration of moral values. You know, Brother Dave, last time I checked, the Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. You know, all these things are still commandments, and these are the moral values that we lived by at one time. Today, premarital sex, fornication is allowed, and it's no big deal if a young girl gets pregnant outside of marriage. Well, I'm going to be a man on Pepaw. Your daughter is a fornicator, and you're proud of that?
Right.
You're proud of that?
Now,
people say, well, you can't blame the baby. I said, I didn't say a word about the baby. I said, but your daughter's a fornicator.
That's right. Well,
not the baby's fault. So don't let her murder the baby to save face either. But she's a fornicator. That is a death penalty in the Bible, folks. That's a death penalty in the Bible. That's all there is to it. I didn't write the book. I'm going to preach it because that's what it says. Go ahead, Dave. We'll start preaching. I'm sorry.
Well, it's that friendship evangelism, right? You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yes.
If we preach too hard, Butch, they may not come to church and they may not receive Christ. And so we've compromised. It says in Romans 1:28. But not only did we do the same, but we took pleasure. We gave standing ovations to those who did the same. And that's exactly what we saw at the Super Bowl. Not only did we invite it into our homes, but we talked about what a great performance it was. And as my wife said to me, she pointed out to me during that after that Super Bowl halftime extravaganza, she said, I wonder how many little girls were molested in their bedrooms that night by their brothers because of what they'd seen on TV. And that boy, Butch.
That's very true. And by the way, this is also a proven fact that one of the biggest times for child sex trade trafficking, yes, is during the Super Bowl.
Right, right. And so when I took on the NFL, and we're still in the midst of doing that, I would say that it's just amazing. It's just amazing that when you try to get people to understand what a scourge pornography is. There are probably people listening to us right now who have been impacted by pornography, either a woman and her husband or a child or a daughter who's been molested by whatever.
Oh, yes, pornography. Yes, yes.
But
yes.
It's a drug worse than cocaine. It's worse than heroin. Pornography destroys lives. But, Butch, we let it come right into our home at the halftime show.
And don't even recognize it
for what it is, the danger that it is coming in. Hey, Butch, I said to my wife, Michelle, my sweet wife of 40 years, I said, can you imagine if I did a commercial and I had a four-year-old or a five-year-old smoking a cigarette? My God, they'd drag me up and drag me down through the town, wouldn't they, Butch?
Oh, yes.
They bring pornography in, and we don't have any problem with them bringing in pornography and hooking little 10, 11-year-old boys.
No, they don't. They have no problem at all with a transgender 10-year-old boy praying down the streets, either in a parade and proud of it. And on ABC News, they had one on there. Damon is a magnificent or something like that, amazing, whatever.
Yep.
A 10-year-old little boy, homosexual cross-dresser, being brought in by sodomites and perverts into ABC News, and people applauded. We are a nation that's damned ourselves, and we deserve the judgment we're getting. Brother Dave, I don't mean to sound negative, but this coronavirus is part of a judgment already. And it's going to get worse. Without repentance, there's no hope for this country. And even the church is not repenting. They're not repenting about anything.
No, they don't. In fact, in Romans 1, I try to point out to Romans 1 that it says that I think it's about 1:18, although I may be a little bit off. It says the wrath of God is revealed. Butch,
right.
That's a current term. The wrath of God is revealed
against all ungodliness, right?
Yep.
Pastor Butch, we are seeing right now the wrath of God being poured out. So I hear people say, well, Coach, man, if we don't clean things up, God's going to pour out his wrath. I said, no, 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 he's already pouring it out. It is the judgment of God that we are accepting these things. We're accepting men cross-dressing and reading to our kids in our libraries. It is the judgment of God that we've got pornography on our TV sets. Nobody says anything about it. It is the judgment of God that we're changing the hormones of little boys. Butch, this is the judgment of God being revealed against the church. But brother, we don't get it. We don't recognize it. We think God hooks, winks and nods at sin. We just know, brother. Hey, Butch, I can't imagine giving up my only son, letting him hang on the cross to destroy sin, only to watch those who he died for. That's what's going on, isn't it, brother?
It is. You know, Brother Ernie and I were talking. It's been quite a while back, but he and I agreed that. We say we have about 60 million babies murdered in America. It's closer to 100 million, maybe more. A lot of it never was revealed or reported because it's Christ's business. Why should we report it? But that's also part of our judgment. We're murdering our own children, consuming our own youth. 100 million,
right.
roughly, young people that have been slaughtered. Who's going to take our place? Who's going to be there? How many people have been slaughtered that could have done miraculous things? It's part of our judgment. And we're judging ourselves with our own sinfulness. You know, God said that calamity or evil is judgment for evil. He allowed more evil to judge a previous evil. Nobody wants to see that, but our children, grandchildren, brother, are paying hell for our ignorance and stupidity and apathy.
We don't even love them, Butch. One of my good buddies, a guy named O.J. Eastwood, his granddaughter did a project for high school, senior project, Butch. And she said, she made a little chart, and she says, here's what would happen if my papa had been aborted. Now, her papa would have been her great-grandfather, okay?
Right.
And then she put down her grandpa, who had three kids, and then the three kids each had three kids, so now it's 12. And she took the numbers from that one abortion and extrapolated it out. If her grandfather had been aborted, it would have cost 70 lives, but there have been 70 people who wouldn't have been here had her grandpa been aborted. So when we talk 60 million or 100 million, it's exponentially beyond what we can even imagine because of the multiplication factor of those who were aborted having children on their own. And so, you know, we wonder why Social Security is in trouble. We wonder why we're having financial trouble. Butch, we killed all the little consumers. We killed 100 million little consumers, right? Guys who would buy computers and TVs and cell phones and tires and cars and radios and hats and underwear and socks and shoes and we killed them, brother. We killed them,
and that's exactly why I didn't want to kill off the older generation, because we're going to be useless eaters and consumers. Folks, back at the break, we'll take a phone call. If you'd like to talk to Coach Dave and I, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and man, I loved on the broadcast with Coach Dave Dobemar. He and David Carrico and a few others are right down the line in the Word of God. They don't compromise. They tell the truth and tell it like it is. And Coach Dave, I know that sometimes living this life, we offend people, but we don't mean to offend people. I can't tell a mom and dad whose daughter's pregnant and they're all excited about being a grandma and grandpa. I can't tell them it's right. I can't tell them it's okay. It's not okay. Fornication is still fornication. Adultery is still adultery. I can't tell them it's okay. The baby's a wonderful thing. It truly is. Not the baby's fault. But that baby's born in a fatherless home, which is a curse to begin with. How can I say it's okay when we disobey God's word?
Well, we can't, Pastor Butch, and you know, I don't know about you. I was just thinking as you were talking about that a little bit, the price that my family has paid for what I do. And I think, I know you understand it, right? They love me and they support me, but at the same time, you know, they're always hearing stuff about their dad, they don't say anything to my wife about it, but about their, you know, their brother or whatever it is, you know, say, oh yeah, your brother's crazy, and you know, I listen to him, and how do you put up with your old man? You understand it, but so when you're walking the walk and we walk, brother, it's people out there may think it's glamorous, and they say, "Boy, I'd love to get a radio program. I'd love to be on the front lines." But you better count the cost because it's not as glamorous and not as enjoyable as it might seem. Now, I wouldn't pick anything else, Butch. I've been called to do this as you've been called to do it. But if you folks out there, if you think it comes without a cost, let me tell you something: you're greatly mistaken.
Well, you know, we're told to count the cost, and by the grace of God, He lets us grow in Him as mercy and wisdom and knowledge and truth. He lets us grow in Him as the obstacles get harder and bigger and taller. By the time we get to Him, we've grown enough in Him to get over Him, around Him, or through Him. And that's why He's been good to us in that way, Coach. He's helped us get through these things. But now you made a move. Now we'll get the phone call in a minute, folks. I promise I'll get you a phone call at 844-769-2944. Now, Coach, you're doing something a lot of people giggle about. You're suing the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, man?
Well, seriously, tell people that I'm a fire starter, Butch. I think I look back on the last 20 years of my ministry. I've done a lot of little things that became big things as the Holy Spirit breathed on it, and it's just through my obedience to go do crazy things. I can tell you some stories, folks, of some little things that I've done that turned into big things. But I'm not going to take the time to do that right now. But one of the things, Butch, is after the Super Bowl halftime show, I went out and the next day, and I made a video out in my car in my driveway, just a Facebook video, and said somebody ought to sue the NFL for bringing that, you know, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, whatever it would be, bringing that stuff into my home without a warning, as it has to be FCC warnings, yada, yada, yada. And so I put that thing out on Facebook, and boy, that went viral. And Butch, I started hearing from, man, oh, man, I heard from the left. I heard from every ungodly media outlet that you could hear for about 3 days, 4 days, up to a week. And finally, some of the people on our side began to wake up a little bit. But I fought that fight all by myself for about a week or 10 days, and soon the NFL. And we are doing that, Butch. We actually are. In fact, we're prepared right now to fire the first shot across the bow of the NFL and the Super Bowl and Pepsi and a lot of them. But we were holding our guns back, right? We were just ready to file it just literally this last week, Butch. But when all this stuff broke with the coronavirus and all that, we thought, man, it's gonna get lost in all the fire that's going on. So we're holding back, but we are. We're gonna file suit against them. And Butch, the people, like I said earlier, people say, well, Coach, just turn the channel. And I said, no. Well, the homosexuals wouldn't do that. If I'd have turned on the halftime show, and it'd have been a halftime show of making fun of homosexuals or pointing out the medical consequences of what homosexuals do. Oh, Butch, my God, there'd have been marches.
Oh, there'd been riots.
Right?
They've been riots.
So, yeah, there would have been riots. But see, it's okay to do it to Christians, isn't it, Butch? It is, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
And everybody
is.
talks about the homosexual community and the gay and lesbian community. And so I think it's about time for the Christian community to rise up. I represent the Christian community. I represent millions of
Amen.
Christians who are tired of us being spit on like that, and we're going to fight back, and we're going to do something about it. So we've raised a little bit of money, and we got some attorneys, and we've got our first blast ready to go, and we're just waiting for the perfect time to do it. There's never a perfect time.
Well, you know,
there's never a perfect time.
What? No,
but you understand. You understand why we're not doing it right now, right? I mean, there isn't any news except coronavirus right now. So we're waiting for the right opportunity.
I understand that. You know, there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. You know that.
Oh, no. I don't want to get lost.
I don't know what you're saying. I totally agree. The coronavirus will blow over. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want it to get lost, Butch. When we do it, the people out there, I want this to be an encouragement to people that we're standing up and we're pushing back and we're fighting back. So we have time to do it, and we're going to go ahead and do it. Butch, if you don't mind, let me explain to people something maybe they didn't know. You know, the whole battle with Target stores. You remember when they started that trend? Butch, what people don't know, and I'm not saying this braggadociously. I started that, Butch. I started that whole boycott. I went to my local Target store with my cell phone and did a couple videos there with my daughter, and we actually went in there, and I held the signs inside the Target store that said, caution, men may be in women's restroom, and it went viral, and American Family Association picked it up, and they started a boycott of Target, and now $20 billion, that's what it'd be, $20 billion later, Targets fell what we did to them, brother. We went down, and you remember back when Kim Davis was pushing back against the gay marriage down there in Kentucky. We went down there.
Yes.
We got people fired up and moving towards that. We worked with Ken Hovind, getting Ken Hovind out of jail. So, Butch, I have a track record of doing this kind of thing. Like I said, I'm a fire starter, and I go out and I try to do something. People say, well, you do it to get media exposure. No, that's not that. I don't do it for that. I give something for the Lord to be able to breathe on. I go out and do something and let
Amen.
The Lord breathe on. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here with the NFL.
Well, you know, Coach, I mean, I don't mind getting media coverage if it furthers the cause of God, the cause of Christ. I don't mind that. I mean, yeah, I do it for publicity because I want people to see what I'm saying. I want them to know somebody stands for the truth like you are. You know, and I will help you with this lawsuit all I can. You know, you let me know what I need to do, what I can do. And if you want to give an address and phone a minute to people can call and donate, let's do that, people. I'm going to donate something. I'm going to donate some of this cause myself. I'm not a wealthy man, Coach, but I'm going to see what I can to help with this cause. I truly am. I admire you. I've always admired you.
I appreciate it, brother. Let's just hold off on that because I've raised enough money to get the initial blow started, and once we do that, then maybe I can come back on and talk about it. But I don't want to raise any more money than we need. We're going to need more, but we just don't
We just don't need it right now. And I don't want, you know, Butch, I feel bad if I've raised this money and we haven't sued yet. I don't want more people giving money and wondering what we're doing with it. So that's just, I appreciate it. I'll come on back later and talk when it begins to move forward and explain to people what's going on and why we're doing it. And, Butch, it was amazing. People said that Coach Christians aren't supposed to sue. I said, what? Where did you find that out? Where did you hear that? It says, well, it says you don't take one another to the court. I said, well, that's brothers.
That's right.
That's brothers in the Lord. You don't take them to court. But we're getting bombarded. We're getting blasted. How have we lost every battle in America, Butch? It's been through the courts. Gay marriage, homosexual marriage. That was a court decision, Butch. The separation between the church and the state. That was a court decision.
And that's totally unlawful. That's unlawful.
It's unlawful.
The Supreme Court cannot make laws.
But you're right.
I mean, people say, well, they can make law, but they do because the people sue dumb, but we don't know any better. But there's nothing wrong with a Christian suing a heathen people. It has nothing to do with brothers and sisters in Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ wouldn't do this. You can sue the world and go for it. Make it hurt, make it burn, make it smart, and let them know that we're not going to sit down and be shoved in the face anymore. We're going to stand up and fight back. The coach, the lawyers you got to fight this with, what did they think about the suit?
Well, first of all, everybody thought the same thing. They said, well, you'll never win. How are you ever going to win? They said, my goodness, the NFL, they got so many lawyers, you'll never be able to win. I said, that's what they said to David. Said the same thing to him about Goliath. So I know this, we'll never win if we don't try. We'll never win if we don't try. And as an old football coach, Butch, you know what? I couldn't just play the games I thought we would win. I sometimes had to play a team I didn't really want to play because they were better than us. The battle is the noble part of the battle is the battle, brother. You don't have to win every time. There's glory in standing up and fighting and doing the right thing. And that's what we're doing.
Amen.
I've heard from thousands, what? Literally, thousands of Christians say, please, somebody do something.
Amen. I agree. And courage is not going into a battle knowing you're going to win. Courage is going to battle thinking you might lose, but you're still going to battle because it's right. You know, I tell people this, if you get in a fight with a 400-pound man that's 7 foot tall, you know he's going to beat the crap out of you. You get one punch in. If it just blows his nose, you've done something. It's better than the rest of them are doing. Stand up. Fight. Don't back up. And if you lose in the eyes of the world, you won in the eyes of Christ. That's all that matters.
I believe this, Butch, and I tell everybody every chance I get to, I believe because of what we're getting ready to do, this will be the last halftime show we will ever see like that. Now, whether we will be successful in our lawsuit, that's up to the Lord. I don't know. But we are going to raise such a ruckus, Butch, that they'll never do that to us again. That's what my goal was. I had people call me and say, you're just a money grubber. You're just trying to grab money. And I said, oh, what? They give me $100 million and I build a million orphanages? Just what would you think then if I did that? Oh, well, then they don't want to argue about that, right? Then all of a sudden it's okay. See, people just, Butch, we've lost our ability to think. I'm telling you, we've lost our ability to think.
We have. Well, you know, sin causes stupidity and sin causes insanity. That's a fact. I'm not making it up. I mean, wicked people are ignorant people, and ignorant people are easy to control. Fearful people are sinful people, and they're easy to control. Americans are scared of their own shadow because they're wicked people. You know, in Hebrews chapter 3, it said Christ come to take away the fear of death out of people. I mean, if you're not afraid to die, then you're not afraid to stand up to evil. But people who are afraid of evil are sinful people. Somebody said in the radio today, I really like this saying, he said, worry is a mild form of atheism. I like that. Right on the money. That's what I do believe. Let's take a phone call from Florida. Let's talk to Randy. Randy, come on and join us, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, for starters, I'll say duty involves the consequences of God's.
Amen.
You know, there's no guarantee that in any battle we're going to win. Certainly, the Revolutionary War, they had no prospect or hope of winning, but they did it anyway.
Amen.
Well, Randy, here's a good question, Randy.
How could we ever expect to beat the NFL if we didn't at least try to swing, and if we didn't take a swing at the bat, if we didn't at least do something on the offensive? How do we ever think that we would win? And that's what I say to people all the time. You'll never score a touchdown if you don't throw a pass, or if you don't call it, you'll never score a touchdown. So we have to get on the offense. We've got to quit playing so much defense and try to get on the offense, Randy, and that's what we're trying to do.
Amen.
All right, I got a question for you, Coach Steve.
Yeah.
Do you intend to vote for Trump again like you did in 2016?
Who else would you vote for, Randy?
See, that's why you have no credibility, because you compromise your faith in God's standards with voting for the lesser of two evils, and I can't take you into preaching seriously because of it.
Okay, Randy, let me ask you again, Randy. Right now, Randy, who would you vote for right now, Randy, that could actively really make a difference? You tell me who it is, and I'll vote for him.
I abstain from all appearance of evil that God commands us to do.
Randy, You're not answering my question. Give me the name of the guy right now that has a chance to win that you put in the White House, and I'll vote for him. Tell me who that is, Randy.
If there's going to be God's standards for winner, then I don't vote.
Randy, you're not answering the question. Quit giving me the Bible. Quit doing that. Tell me who it is, Randy.
I give you my answer. I vote for the man that meets God's standards. If there isn't one,
who is that, Randy? Hey, Randy, you're not listening to me. Who is that, Randy?
He said if there is none, he won't vote.
Well, then he won't vote, and he's like not trying to throw a pass, won't score a touchdown. Hey, Randy, it's guys like you, brother. Hey, Randy, let me tell you. Hey, Randy, you better listen to me, Randy. It's guys like you that got us in this mess. These guys who are for theological purity. We're not electing a pope. We're not electing a pastor. We're electing a president, brother. And it'll be guys like you that will give us Hillary Clinton, Randy. You hear what I'm telling you, brother? It will be guys like you that will give us Hillary Clinton.
You're doing what's right in your own eyes. God's word says to vote for people that love God, fear truth, and hate covetousness.
Yes. You show me who that guy is, Randy. You show me who that guy is. I'll vote for him.
Well, there's one going to be the Constitution Party.
I want to know somebody who actually has a chance to win. Don't throw a name out there. Tell me somebody who actually has a chance to win. Who would that be, Randy? You won't give me an answer, see? You won't give me an answer, Randy. You can't give me an answer.
We don't know who all the candidates are going to be on the ballot in November yet.
Oh, Randy, who would have been in the last one? Ted Cruz? Would you have voted for Ted Cruz, Randy? Was he the guy?
No, I would have voted for the Constitution Party candidate.
Yeah, would he have won? Randy, would he have won? Would he have won, Randy?
That's not an issue.
Well, sure it is the issue. It sure is the issue. You got to vote for somebody who's going to win.
Okay, I'm going to step in.
And meet biblical standards.
Randy, wake up. You don't even know where we are, what we're fighting in this day and age, brother.
But anyway.
Chuck Marvin doesn't know what he's... I'm with Chuck Marvin. You're going to tell him he doesn't know what he's talking about either? You're a joke,
Dave. Hey, okay, Randy, why don't you come on here and get back? I can take it. Hey, Butch, I can take it.
Well, it's all right, no problem. You know, I know what Randy's saying.
Chuck Baldwin isn't going to win.
He's not running.
That's not right.
Hey, Randy. What are you doing other than voting for a godly man? What are you doing to make a difference, Randy? Tell me what you're doing.
I fight for God's standard
every day, Randy. Every day I fight for God's standard. Tell me what you do, Randy. Hey, Randy, let me tell you something. Hey, Randy, you're a blowhard. You're a blowhard, Randy.
Sure.
Okay. I hate to make you sound, fellas, running out of time.
Chuck Baldwin's a blowhard because I side with him.
And you'll lose, Randy. You'll lose.
Duty is ours to consequence of your God. We have to do what's right, not what's convenient or politically correct like you're doing.
Okay. Randy, good calls and good points. I got to jump, but, you know, Coach, I tend to agree some of the things you're saying. I really do tend to agree with you saying. I do. I understand where you're coming from, and I've been both places. I can see both sides of the argument. I really can. We are in a mess when what we have run for office is all we have to choose from. We are in a mess.
We're in a mess.
We are. And I see Randy's point.
We don't even have pastors that will stand up and do the right thing, let alone
No, we don't.
Right.
You know, I voted third party the last three elections. I really have. I just couldn't do anything else. But the point of it is... I'm finishing up a lesson in a couple of weeks. I just started on this issue. As a matter of fact, we're talking about right now. But back to the topic, we are in the church. Now, I'm saying the church. I'm saying more specifically the pastors at the churches have allowed this nation to get where it is. When we have men running for office, and I'm going to say this on the air and get people mad. I don't care. Women should not be running for office. Okay, and I'll move on. Everybody may be mad. That's the way it is. But anyway... when we choose men and run for office, and the two we think are the cream of the crop for America, is what we're offered at every election. We are in bad shape as a nation. I mean,
If Hillary Clinton had been elected, I'd be in jail, and you probably would be too.
Well, that's very possible. But on the other hand, maybe the Christians would have stood up and fought back. I don't know. You don't know these things, but anyway, you're suing the NFL, and I really appreciate that, and I hope you can get their attention, and you go get their face, and that's what you need to do.
Butch, my ministry have always said the same thing. We never play offense. We're never on offense, and we just take it. And our back is against the wall, or more appropriately, we're standing on the ledge, Butch. We can't go back anymore, brother.
We can't back up any further.
We can't go back anymore.
Folks, you want to call? You got time. You had 844-769-2944. You're doing what's been needed done for a long time. And I try to do this in radio for the last 27 years, get people to get involved and do something. Don't just talk about it. Do it. I write letters to heads of corporations. I write letters to people that they're doing, companies that are doing things I know are wrong. And I do get responses, believe it or not. I really do. And some of them appreciate the letters. Some of them are get angry. I don't really care. My job is to speak up and tell them this isn't right. And now that you're stepping up the plate and you're suing the NFL, you're doing other things like that, if people of like mind will stand behind you in this and most definitely pray for the power of God to be involved in this, we might be able to change a few things. But we can't change anything sitting on the sideline.
No, we hear people say, I hear from people a lot say, well, Coach, we just need to pray about it. And I like to counter and say, well, I agree with you, but aren't you glad that Jesus isn't still in the garden praying? He prayed. He prayed till blood came out of his pores. He prayed pretty hard, actually, Butch.
Yeah, he did.
Then he got up and did something, didn't he? I had a little bumper sticker I used to put on my car. It said, God so loved the world that he did something. We have to move into action, Butch. We have to let our prayers propel us into action. That's been the missing element and everything that's going on with Christianity. You know, I was thinking earlier today, it says that the evil's going to be held back till the restrainer is taken out of the way, right? But I think that restrainer, I think the restrainer is the Holy Spirit. I don't know what you think. I think the restrainer is the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit's inside me, and the Holy Spirit's inside you, and the Holy Spirit's inside of every believer. And it's we are the restrainer. That Holy Spirit in us is the restrainer. We're the ones that are supposed to stand up and draw a line in the sand and occupy till he comes. That's what our job is supposed to be. And instead, we've chosen the path of retreat, the path of least resistance. We've hunkered down inside of our churches and then let the world go to hell. And that strategy has not worked for us very well, Butch. And if we're going to win in this final hours, man, we got to come out and engage the enemy.
Well, the church has become more concerned with how people feel than their souls. And that's the sad part.
Yeah.
We don't offend anybody, so we'll let your soul go to hell. We just don't offend them on the way.
Well, you know, they asked Jesus, Butch, they said, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, there's really is only two. He says, first one is, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all of your mind. And then he said, the second one's like the first, you love your neighbors yourself. But I like to stop and ask a question, Butch. If you love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind, how much is left of your neighbor? And see, we've got it upside down. We're loving our neighbors more than we're loving the Lord. We are worried about people more than we're worried about the Lord. We're worried about whether or not we're hurting people's feelings, whether or not we're having a fidelity to the Lord. We've got those two commandments reversed, brother. Our loyalty, our fidelity has to be first and foremost to Christ.
Well, I'm doing, as I said, I'm doing a teaching here in a couple of weeks of their Bible studies. I think you may be seeing this. It's how we got in this place in the first place with our government being able to do what they're doing to us. We broke a lot of laws, a lot of God's word to get here. Jeremiah 17:5 said, cursed be a man, put your trust in a man, makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. We trust the government to feed us and clothe us and house us and take care of us. We obey their laws over God's laws, so we actually worship government. We made idols out of the government officials because, after all, they're a president. You got to respect them. No, I don't respect anybody. I don't. I respect those who earn it. I don't care who it is. But we become idolaters as churches. We bow down to the church of the 501c3 so we can get our keep our tax money here. That is idolatry.
Amen.
That's what that is.
We have a government that represents the heart of the people. Really, and you think about this, Butch. Right now, in this bailout and everything that's going on. But the government's got no business giving us money. First of all, they got no business taking our money, right? And if they really wanted to do the right thing, rather than giving me back my own money, how about they quit taking it from me? How about if they just came out and said, hey, no more taxes till this whole thing straightens out? No, they want to look like they're benevolent. They want to take your money from you and then give it back to you like you're 3 years old and daddy's giving you money.
Right? Yeah.
It's the way the thing should be.
Well.
They should say, No taxes till this thing messes up.
Go ahead.
Well, we've got this relationship with government and God all mixed up, brother. We've got it all upside down. And it's not going to be easy for us to right this ship.
And we provoke God to jealousy. But, you know, the government has no right for welfare of any kind. No right to give away money, mine or anybody else's. They have no right constitutionally or morally. But they do because you and I, and I say you and I, not just mean you and I, but the people as a whole love the benefits government answers. You know, in the book of Proverbs it says, if you sit down at the king's table, be careful what you eat, or it's better to slice your throat if you're a man given appetite. So don't look for your dainties, the Bible says. Don't take his handouts. But we didn't do that.
Right.
Hey, we're out of time, Coach. We're flat out of time, brother. We'll be in touch.
It was great to be on with you, and when we move forward that lawsuit, I'll give you a call, and we'll
all right, brother. God bless. Folks, this is tomorrow night with Pastor Jeff Paulin. Don't y'all go away. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.